Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. What I'm going to talk about today is my son and I. The other night, we were just kind of hanging out and wanted to spend some time with him. And I said, "What do you want to do?" And he said, "Well, let's watch a movie or a show or something like that." And so I said, "Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that." And we hopped onto Disney Plus and we found a show that that we tuned into and. Pretty sure we're gonna watch more episodes of it. Good show, entertaining. I don't want to give away too much in case you're wanting to watch it. But anyhow, this show is it's about basketball essentially, and there's this we just watched the first episode, so this literally happens in the first episode. And there's this sequence of events where starts off with this coach is new. He's coming into a new environment and he's coaching some new players. And he's coaching a women's basketball team, a girls' basketball team, high school girls' basketball team. And as he's kind of introducing himself, and this is literally their first practice, of course, he, you know, gets met with some resistance, like who's the new guy type thing. And there's a player that, maybe the most rebellious of the bunch, I would say, you know, says some things that were disrespectful towards this new coach. And this new coach is a hard-nosed guy. He's a guy that doesn't really take that from anybody. And so he suspends a player. I mean, he suspends a player literally the first day he's there. He's like, "You're suspended." They've got a game coming up, a pretty big game that Friday. And you know, he tells her, "You're not going to be playing in that game," and obviously causes all kinds of chaos and disruption and such. But anyhow, you know, in my opinion, I felt that it was definitely within the coach to suspend this player because the player overstepped some boundaries. They said some pretty inappropriate things towards the coach about the coach, and I was like, "Yeah, that's fair, right?" So we kind of fast forward through this episode and, you know, the coach, you know, in trying to connect more with his players, and he sees that this individual that had been suspended is in a tough spot. She's kind of emotional. So he kind of pulls her to the side and has a conversation with her. And, he says, "I'll tell you what," he says, I'll let you dress out for the game on Friday, but you're not playing. So you can dress out, you can sit on the bench with your teammates, but you're not playing." And that meant a lot to the girl. You can tell by her reaction in the episode. She's like excited about that. And she's like, "Oh, you know, that means something to me," versus like literally not being able to sit with your teammates and dress out at all. But she's not going to play. And she understands that. It was very, very clear by what the coach communicated. Well, then let's fast forward to this game. Now, this game is a close game. And the backstory on this player is, although she may be the most rebellious and although she was disrespectful, she is the best player on the team. And that's why it caused such a big fuss when he suspended her, because how are you going to suspend our best player? Now we don't have a chance of winning. And of course, as only Disney can do, this team finds themselves in the game with this rival in this important game. And of course, now the stage is set. The player is dressed. But not playing. Well, now we're getting down to crunch time and they need some big plays. And of course, you know, the assistant coach walks over and there have been some things that had happened before about a speech that the coach gave at halftime and such. But essentially, the assistant coach is trying to talk the coach into like, "Okay, now it's time to kind of put your money where your mouth is. Like all this stuff you said in the locker room, like, here's a point where you can do that, you know, and you know what you should do." And he's like, "Wait, what? Like you're talking about like playing this girl that I said I was going to suspend, that I've been standing on, you know, this hill for saying you're absolutely not playing tonight, and then all of a sudden I'm gonna flip that as this game is tight and now we have a chance of winning." And she says, "Well, yeah, I mean, you know, putting your money where your mouth is." And so the way that this ends up is he puts her in the game. Okay. Now I'm just going to stop there because that's all that I kind of wanted to get out of that episode. Okay. So a couple of things here. The player violated the coach's code of conduct. Okay. Which had not been, given to the team yet, but still, I mean, it was some things that she said that definitely, like, you should know that you probably shouldn't say that, especially not to adult, especially not to a male adult if you're a female, like, just, you know. But anyhow, violates that code of conduct, gets given the consequence for the violation, and then in this moment of, you know, needing to have these points and these baskets to be able to win this game, then the player gets put back in the game and we're just going to forget about all that happened beforehand. And I guess there's a couple of ways that I want to take this episode. First, I want to address those of us that are parents, and I want us to understand, man, like, I was watching this with my son, and this is what is happening in our culture. Like, in our culture. And we've got to be careful. Like, this hit me, and I'm going to have a conversation with my son about this. Like, that should not have happened. That player should not have been allowed to, she should not have been allowed to get back on that court. She did something, and as a result of her words and her actions, she was given a consequence, and she's got to live with that consequence. And because it's a close game, and because it's a rival team that we want to beat, and in the spirit of winning, you know, at all costs, we're now going to just forget that all of this happened, and we're going to go for the win. So come on back in, and who cares what you did beforehand and disrespecting me and, you know, your consequence that was assigned to you. So I just want to say, this is like Disney, and this is all around us. If we're really paying attention, there's just all of these, bending and blurring of lines and rules and you know, what's right, what's wrong anymore. Like, that's for the parents in us, that we would just, you know, stand on our principles, that we would stand on whatever our code of conduct is, whatever we deem as acceptable or unacceptable. Like, that we would be there and that we would stand firm on that, and that we would help our kids to understand, like, this, I say what I mean and I mean what I say, because it means a lot to children. It means a lot to kids to have that predictability. They need that. They need that structure until they're, you know, old enough to be able to make their own decisions and then choose their own codes of conduct. And sometimes we may not agree with those codes of conduct. I'm not going to get into that. That's another topic for another day. But, you know, until they're able to. But then the second thing for us as adults is the following, folks. I mean, this is why it's so important to have principles. And I know that I've said this before. Wow, it's probably been a long time since I addressed that on this podcast. But that's why we should let principles guide us versus emotions and feelings and circumstances and situations. Because it's really, really easy to say, man, I really want to win this basketball game. That's emotion. But then here's the principle. My best player has to sit because my best player, you know, did some things that were unacceptable, and I've given a consequence to my best players, and I'm a person of my word, and I live by what I say, and that wasn't appropriate, and I felt that it is, and so I'm going to stand on that. So although I'm emotional, although I'd love to have this win for the school, for the basketball team, for the girls themselves, for myself, whatever, I'm not going to do that, because the principle guiding me is that it was the consequence, and the consequence has to be played out, and it has to be given and seen through. So that would be the second thing, is just when we allow principles to guide us, then it takes away that these decisions that we can see, again, that we can see around us being made, that are just, they kind of ebb and flow. They're not consistent, maybe. When we deal with principles versus feelings and emotions, we can be consistent, because those principles don't have feelings and emotions. So therefore, they stand the test of time. I'll end with this. All that being said, we're emotional beings, and I get that. So this is not to say that you should never, ever, you know, and then go back on this or allow that or, you know, whatever. I am not saying that. So I just want to make sure that I'm not, like, I'm not, you know, trying to push forth this, like, preacher and executioner type, you know, deal here, scenario here, where it's like everything is black and white. And I know that that may sound contradictory in terms of what I just discussed with this episode that I was watching of this show, but it's not always the right answer to just stand on those principles. There are sometimes where there are teaching moments and there can be some flexibility in there, you know? But that being said, I feel that in this episode, that was a little bit too much, because what it was all for was literally for the opportunity to win a basketball game. There wasn't really anything bigger than that, maybe, that could have been extrapolated from that, was the fact that, like, okay, we're going to put you in so that you can hopefully seal the deal for us. And I don't think that that's an acceptable reason to go back on the principle that was set forth of, hey, you're suspended and you're going to have to sit out. But anyhow, the show is called Big Shot. And so there you go. If you want to go check it out, and if you do watch it, then let me know what you think about that scene, that whole sequence of events, what you maybe had done. Do you agree with me on what I'm saying here? Do you not? Be great opportunity to get some discussion going, and I'd love to hear from you. All right, folks. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Until next time.